From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank. Peru is the Latin American boom you probably haven't heard, but should. Its economy has grown an average 7% the past 4 years. Miami-Dade County's annual trade with Peru has doubled during that time to more than $5 billion. Peru still has its problems, including rampant drug trafficking, but its strong growth is expected to last at least another 5 years. Wall Street, in fact, ranks Peru number 2 in the world right now when it comes to resisting external shocks to its economy. I spoke about South America's best-kept secret with Erica Ponte, who heads Peru's Trade Commission in South Florida and the U.S. Southeast. Thanks for talking with us, Eric.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate you inviting me.
What, in your opinion, is driving all that new macroeconomic strength? I mean, is it just Peru taking advantage of the recent commodities boom, like so many other South American countries, or is there more to it?
There's more to it. We've made a really strong effort to diversify our economy. For a long time, we've been dependent on the commodities market, the gold, the copper, the zinc, silver. And we've done well doing that, but you get to the point where in order to maintain a growth and to continue growing, you really have to have other things to offer.
When it comes to Peruvian exports, even here in South Florida, most Americans aren't acquainted with much more than pisco and ceviche. What products are they not aware of?
Asparagus, artichokes, organic coffee, organic banana, avocados, mangoes, blueberries, the fish oil products you take. We're in the top 1, 2, or 3 of exporters of all of those products I just named in the world. And usually we're number 1 to the United States in most of them. And we're having a strong growth in demand for our Pima cotton. It's been compared quite favorably to Egyptian cotton. And we need to start getting people aware of the brands that we have made internally by Peruvian designers.
Can you give us an example of one of those brands?
Escudo that we recently brought here to the Miami Fashion Week just a month and a half ago. And their products are very urban, very contemporary, and they had a lot of success with a whole lot of interest from the buyers at that show.
How has this boom accelerated trade between Peru and South Florida?
We've gone from the 13th largest trade partner with South Florida to the 6th just in the last couple of years. There's a Trade Miami group that we've been able to bring them out to Peru for two or three consecutive years, and it's gone very well. It's gotten to the point where Miami is known, and people are asking when are they coming, because we want to see the representatives of Miami.
One of the surprises of this phenomenon is that it's being overseen by Ollanta Humala, who was once considered an anti-business socialist, but he has taken a much more moderate tack as Peru's president. Can we say Peru, like its neighbors Chile and Brazil, has found success with more of a mix of capitalist-style growth and socialist-style projects?
I think the evidence for that is has been clear in terms of the growth of our middle class, our ability to lower our poverty rate, and most importantly, we have the second highest investment grade rating in all of Latin America.
But what, to your mind, are the problems? For example, the country recently surpassed Colombia as the world's biggest cocaine producer. Do business leaders like you worry at all about security in Peru these days?
The ones that we've worked with and the investors that we've had so far have not had brought that up as an issue when we work with them. So as of right now, it hasn't really had an effect.
Well, we'll hope that continues to be the case. Thanks again, Eric.
Thank you, Tim. I'm happy to come.
I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage on WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank.